Welcome to the Do Zone, where entrepreneurs go to get things done. I'm your host, Josh Thomas. You can find me on all social media at JT Literally. Each week, I bring on a variety of experts from several backgrounds to share their secrets on how to optimize performance so you can take massive action and crush your goals. The Do Zone is sponsored by Fast Track Funnels, the new way to bring in consistent daily sales for your business in 2025 without cold outreach or burning cash on ads. We use this method with a brand new business to generate more than $100,000 cash collected in less than 30 days. You can download the free step-by-step blueprint that shows exactly how we did it at getconversions.net. Once again, that's getconversions.net. Today's guest is Matt Scoletti. Matt is a former alcoholic turned professional speaker, adventure retreat host, podcast host, and corporate trainer. His mission is to help people discover the challenges, build champions. Matt, welcome to the Do Zone. Tell me something you believe is the key to getting stuff done that most people wouldn't think of.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Josh. And I will jump in and just share a quick story and keep it tight for you. On getting stuff done, I got a chance to go bungee jumping many years ago, and I was terrified of heights. That's why I did it. I had no idea how this would all go. It was in the birthplace of bungee jumping out in New Zealand. And one of the things I remember is as I hopped to the edge of this ledge to throw myself off, I turned back to this guy, Leo, who was my guide. And he knew how scared I was. And he said to me, "Are you ready?" And I said, "No, I'm not, Leo." And he said, "Then go." And I jumped off this bridge, and I'm getting goosebumps telling you the story, but it was like the most euphoric feeling ever. As soon as my feet let off of that bridge and I was falling, all the fear was gone. All the fear was beforehand. And what I realized through the whole story, to answer your question, is how many people, and I'm sure you know a lot, I used to be like this, where they'll say, "Ready, ready, 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 ready," then never get to set and go. And he taught me that I think it's go, set, ready. Go first and then figure it out. So that was my big takeaway as an entrepreneur and business person, is I'm never going to be ready to jump off a bridge or to speak in front of the biggest audience ever, but I'm going to go first. And then I'm going to figure out how to get ready for it. That's my little mini story takeaway from getting stuff done.
It's funny you bring that up. I used to say I'm terrified of heights, but in fact, I don't think anybody's really afraid of heights. I think they're more afraid of the ground.
Really. Yes. And how fast it may hit you if you fall.
Heights aren't going to hurt you, man. It's the ground you got to watch out for. It's all a matter of perspective.
That's a good way to put it. I do a lot of hiking. I was out this morning. I'm going to think about that the next time I look over the edge. I'm going to think about what you said, Josh.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, you're already on the ground. Why are you afraid of that? That didn't make sense. Yeah. I like that. And you're right that most people get stuck with ready, 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 ready. And to a certain extent, you gain a lot of traction just by taking a step forward and seeing what'll happen. You know,
And to that point, I mean, I did health coaching for so long, and one of the biggest things was just getting that first gym session in, or starting to eat slightly differently. Like, just start with breakfast. Like, don't make it this overwhelming task where you have to change 97 things at once, because I tried that too and it didn't work. But like, if you start small, but the action has to be taken, something has to be done in order to get the ball rolling. And then normally, to your point, once the ball's rolling, then you have the momentum. And I think it's easier to continuously take action once you build that momentum.
There's an article I reference quite a bit from James Clear. It's also in his book. It's about the concept of motion versus action.
Atomic Habits, one of my favorite books. But yeah, go ahead.
That's right. Yeah. And so he talks about motion being preparation, getting ready, planning, thinking about stuff, right? All feel productive, but you're not actually getting anything done because you're not taking action. Only action leads to results. And that's, fundamentally, that's what you're talking about. You're standing on the ledge, you're jumping, you're thinking about jumping off. Well, I would add one nuance to what you said, like, hey, make sure you're attached first and then jump. You don't have to be ready. Just make sure that you're like secure, make
That's
sure
a
you're
very good
probably not
point.
gonna die. And I think and it would be irresponsible of us to give this advice without helping people diagnose why, because I think everybody agrees. But why do we get stuck on the ledge? Why do we feel like we have to get more and more and more ready?
That's a great question. I'll just answer from my perspective, and maybe having talked to a lot of entrepreneurs myself, is I think we get stuck mainly because we're worried about the opinions of other people and looking stupid and looking like you try something and it didn't work. Well, like if I know Josh, well, yeah, Josh tried that. Yeah, he fell on his face. It didn't work. Like we're worried about that from like your aunt that you see 2 times a year, and that's it. But she may judge from a distance. So I think once I learned and got into the game, whether it's like speaking and learning from other speakers, they're never going to discourage you from getting out there and putting yourself out there because they're at a much higher level than me. So I'm a believer in, I often say in my speeches that army determines apex. So the people, it's the old saying, you are the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with, that Jim Rohn famously said. And it's like getting around people that are more wealthy than me, better speakers than me, take more action than me. And then eventually you start to level up to where they are just because we are the people that we associate with, versus listening to the people who have never given a speech in their life and they say, why would you want to be a speaker? Like, that makes no sense. I don't want to listen to those people. Like, what's the saying? You never meet a hater that's doing better than you. Like, that's so true, I think.
I never met a hater who's wearing clothes I like, who I'd swap outfits with. Never
Oh,
met
that's
a
a
hater
good
I'd
one.
swap outfits with. Yeah.
I might like that phrase even better. That's funnier. I like that.
Yeah, man. And there's a lot to be said about this, and we have to get ourselves around the right people. And so, also there is some precedent behind what you're sharing there that. 9 times out of 10, when there were some surveys done and some studies done on this, most of the time when people are afraid to take an action, they're not necessarily afraid of failure. They're afraid of looking dumb. Like
Yeah.
it's more of a preservation of their ego than a preservation of safety most of the time. And I think unlocking that, realizing that it's not that there's anything wrong with you. That's just the way that your brain is wired. But recognizing that allows us to have the option of short-circuiting it. And like, well, does that really serve me? Do I really care what Aunt Sally thinks? Does it really matter? And if it doesn't, then I gotta go and I gotta make my motion and realize that she probably isn't even paying attention.
Well, isn't that such an unlock too? I'm glad you said that. That's so true that I was just talking to a buddy about this over the weekend. Most people don't really care what you're doing or what I'm doing or what's going on out there. And it's like, are we really going to spend that much time worrying about what they think when they're probably not even thinking about us most of the time anyways? And I think it's a cartoon, and there's one guy that like has his head down. And he's like moping around, and it's like nobody cares about me, and like he's all sad. And then the other side is this guy who like has his hands up in the air and he's smiling, and he's like, nobody cares about me, like I can do whatever I want because nobody really cares. So I'd love that cartoon. I should have it up in my office. But I just think that's a freeing thing that most people, like, of course, we care about each other. We check in on each other, friends, family, et cetera. But for the most part, I don't think a lot of people are sitting around in their house going, I wonder what Matt Scaletti's doing today. And they're thinking about that for an hour. Like, maybe it's 3 seconds and then they move on with their Netflix or whatever it is.
And so, you know, one of the things that I know you like to come on and talking about is that you've experienced a number of significant setbacks, some of them through your own doing and some of them not. And I think that's a great perspective for you to really build a comeback because, and I mean, we can dive into, you know, all the stuff that happened or whatever, but I think you know, what I think I'd be more interested in is, all right, you're here, you're at rock bottom. How do you take the next 2 to 3 steps to start going in the right direction again? Like you're down there, you're in your dumps, you know, you can't go any lower. What do we need to do to get ourselves up and take that first step, dust ourselves off, and actually start moving forward?
Yeah, well, first off, I love that you said that, Josh. It's like you can't get any lower. I start to smile because I'm like, that's a great place to be in. I'm at the bottom. Like, I can't get any lower than this. And with
Everywhere
my
you
out,
look is up.
yeah, that's it. That's exactly right. So, no matter what I do, it's going to be better than this. So, let's just do something. And for me, like, yeah, I struggle with alcohol for about 15 years. I'm going on 9 years sober now. And it was that rock bottom, seeing the look in my dad's eye when I was hung over. I'm 33 years old, and it's just like he's looking at me like, what, this isn't who I raised you to be. And like seeing that look in his eye, who he's my idol, made me make a shift. And for me, I just interviewed a guy that was an alcoholic as well, and we related to this. It was just replacing the one habit with another one. And for me, I have a very addictive personality, so I'm like, I have to fall in love with something else. And fitness, lifting weights, running was always something I enjoyed doing. And I just leaned further into that. And as a result, that created different relationships, better, healthier relationships in my life. Because I started meeting people at marathons and half marathons and in the gym and that were getting up early. And that one minor habit of waking up probably an hour earlier and going to a gym just open my eyes to, oh my God, people get up before work and then go work out. Like, this is insane. Like, this is wild. And there's like 50 people in here. So, like, this is my new crew. So, I think step one for me was just taking a different, healthier action than what I had done. And as a result, I didn't know it at the time, but it moved me into a new direction of surrounding myself with those better humans that helped me become a better human myself.
Love that. And tell me a little bit more about what you're doing now.
Yeah, so now I do a lot of keynote speaking in schools and businesses about, as you said in the intro, my whole tagline is challenges build champions. And I just want to help people realize that when they're going through it, whether it's death of a family member, an addiction like I had, or they got a bad grade on an exam, they're failing a course, whatever the challenge is, I think that ultimately, if you take the correct actions and you keep taking action, you build a champion through that. And I often think about anything, or you think about something you're most proud of, Josh, or what I'm most proud of, or what your listeners are most proud of. I guarantee there was a setback in there, or there was a struggle in there, and that's what makes us most proud of it. So that's mainly what I do now is I host these adventure camps once or twice a year around the country, which is a lot of fun as well. We get 30, 40 people that do it. And but mainly I do a lot of speaking and helping people get over those setbacks. And to your point, taking action, that's what all about is creating urgency to take action in your life.
Awesome. And where can we go to learn more about what you do and connect with you directly?
Yeah, you can go to my website, which is just my name, mattscaletti.com, or I'm very active on Instagram. That's where I'm most active. It's just my name as well, at Matt Scaletti. I'm happy to interact with anybody that is looking to improve themselves in any area. I'm obsessed with it, and it's just fun to help each other level up.
Excellent. We're going to wrap from here. Thanks so much to our guest, Matt Scaletti, for joining us and sharing a little bit of wisdom about how he gets stuff done. For those of you who want to learn more and connect with him directly, you can go to his website, mattscaletti.com. Whether you're on your morning commute, you're in the gym, or you're somewhere out in the field, snap a selfie, tag me at JT Literally. Show me what you do while you're in the do zone. And one more time, if you want daily sales and a full calendar of prospects who want what you have, Download the Fast Track Funnels Blueprint for free at getconversions.net. That's it. Well, hey, let's get to work.